Good evening. This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
KA2ZZ, hi Jeff.
KA2VLA.
KC2NVU.
Okay, we'll start with you three there. KA2ZZ, Jack, good evening. What's going on?
Well, it was kind of a dreary day down today, but very mild, a lot of wind, which we didn't need, and there's more coming from what they're saying, at least. And I see there's a thunderstorm, there's a thunderstorm watch just a couple counties west of us here, too, through the Finger Lakes area. So we'll have to see what happens with that. And we're up to 50s. And believe it or not, we're still there. 58 degrees right now. So they say it's been a mild day. It's kind of windy and a few little raindrops now and then. 7 trees all around. Let's see, who we got here tonight? Ray, Clint, and yourself, Jeff. KA2ZZ.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, it's, I can't believe there'd be some thunderstorms. It's warm out tonight. I got my window open here in the office, and it still feels kind of warm in here. I almost wish I still had the air conditioner in the window. I might kick it on for a little bit, but that's just me. Plus, I got all these computers running in this office, and it kind of heats it up pretty good. So, all right. Well, thanks for checking in, Jack, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2VLA, Clint, good evening. What's up?
KD2AIT, good evening, Jeff. This is KA2VLA. Well, we had a rest day today. They just kept going to church. Did things around the house we want to take care of. Sat out and had a pizza. So, that's the way the day went. Just a lazy day. We had rain part of the day. I don't know how much rain we had, but the creek is up a little bit. So, we'll say 73s. This is KA2BLE. Clear.
Yeah, okay, Clint. This is a good day to have one of those lazy days. Well, I don't know. It just doesn't feel like mid-November, I can tell you that. What I see from the forecast this week, it doesn't look like it's going to get all that much colder. It'll make it a little snow tomorrow, but saying it's going to be milder in the week, and it may be cool off during the weekend, but well, I guess I'll believe that when I see it. Getting ready for some snow. I was up there talking with somebody about a snowmobile today. I just picked up one. I hope I get a chance to use it this year. All right, Clint. Well, take it easy, and we'll catch up with you later. Let's see. It moves us on to KC2MBU. Hey, good evening. What's up?
Well, we got 53 degrees up on the hill. It's been raining all day. And it's just, the wind's just starting to pick up. I hear the tarp on the wood pile starting to flap. So it's a good day to, it was a good day to work inside today.
Yeah, roger that. Always a good day to work inside sometimes. All right. Okay, Ray. Well, you have a good evening and a good Sunday, and thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2, AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2WI, Pete, good evening, what's up?
It's 55, which my thermometer says is the high for the day, and the low was 48. And I'm not sure, I glanced at it before, I think it just went up a degree, actually. It's pretty warm out, it's not raining. Well, it's very, 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 very light, very fine. It's actually not, it's pretty nice out right now. And, boy, I just worked yesterday, and instead of making progress on finishing the wood rack job, I decided to go further and do it all and extend the roof out another maybe 6 inches or so that it covered the whole wood pile instead of having to rely solely on having some tarps over it to deflect the water and snow. And I didn't get started early. N2OIQ came over in the morning, gave me a ride down to pick up my other vehicle, which I needed to move the trailer full of wood once I get the rack done, so I don't have to walk 20 feet with each log. And also, I got to go pick up the other two cords, et cetera, so I didn't get out till, I don't know, noon or something. And 4 o'clock, of course, you know, is dark, so I quit. And I tried to get out. I should have just gone out this morning instead of getting on the HF and all that, but I got out, and it took about 2 hours, and it started to rain. So I didn't get much done. I came in and dried off and whatever, and went back out, worked in the garage where it's pretty warm, and I actually took my storm window and put the kerosene heater on. It's warm. It's quite warm in there. And put a coat of paint on one side. I just went out and flipped it over. I'm gonna put I turn up the heater as much as I dare, and let it get real toasty in there. Put paint on the other side, and I'll turn shut the kerosene heater off. But that will be one more job done. That was one of the things that interfered yesterday. It was nice enough. Not yesterday, the last time I was working on it, was nice enough to get out there and paint that outside where I had a little more room. So, you know, there's one thing always leads to another. Anyway, other than that, that's what's going on here, and we'll get that window done. I don't have the frame and all that redone, but I had to re-glaze the window, so that had to get repainted. Boonville Amateur Radio Club meeting Tuesday night. And the Christmas dinner December, on December 6th, Friday, for anybody listening, we'd love to have you come if you have any interest in ham radio, whether or not you're licensed. Dan and I decided that we ought to try and use this to get some people and hopefully maybe some inactive hams and maybe some people that are interested and put the word out and maybe we'll get a nice large group and generate some renewed interest in getting active on the air for those who maybe haven't been, and maybe if even a few people who don't have their license yet. So,
okay, Pete. Well, thanks for checking in. I hope to make it to the meeting here this Tuesday. I'm going to try to remember, so we'll see. All right. Well, thanks for checking in, and I hope to see everybody at the dinner. I'm not sure if my wife's going to be able to make it or not. I think she has to work that day and doesn't get out till late, so we'll see. All right, this is KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for check-ins. For myself, I had a work day, and then I went up and bought an old snowmobile for camp. Skidoo Safari there, an older one, and I came back here, watched a little football, and actually dozed off a little bit too, and then back to work here. Got a few more hours of work to do tonight, so it's going to be a busy week, no way around it. Time to pay the piper. Anyway, that's about it here, so Says KD2AIT, net control for the Black River Valley Service Center. Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? And this will be the final call for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any comments, queries, or late check-ins? Okay, hearing none, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net. Return to the frequency of regular which you use. I'd like to thank Jack, Clint, Ray, and Pete for checking in tonight. And say 73 for those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Good day tomorrow, KA2ZNZ.